owners of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. In any way, welcome to the program. If you're watching Phil TV in HD, I'm wearing the Phil Hendry ball cap with the Phil Hendry insignia, and there is the black Phil Hendry lettering, but we also now have the new Phil Hendry embroidered caps that are in white, and they're made in China, and...
Yeah, you can't say that.
Why can't I say they're made in China? What do you want me to say, man? They're not? You know, let me explain something here if I could.
Man, don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Oh, get out of here. Don't do it. Let me tell you something, because I got into this discussion with this one person one day who wanted to know, where's your stuff made? Unless you buy only American, and I don't know anybody who does, if they do, if there are people out there who only buy American, they're doing it for the political effect short term. You cannot do it long term. Not on the budget most people have. It doesn't mean you don't support America. It doesn't mean you don't love your country. It doesn't mean that you don't want the best for your country. It means you're trying to do business, and you're trying to do business the way everybody does business, which is keep your expenses low and keep your profits high. That is the name of the game. And unless people can step up to the plate and show me how they are only buying American in their business as well as in their personal life, they really need to just step off with their bullcrap about,
would you stuff made in America or made in America?
I got news for you there, Sherlock, that even asking me a question like that, you got to be pretty damn sure to be able to back that stuff up yourself. And a lot of people that will ask you that question, they aren't in business for themselves. They work for somebody else. So their automatic response is going to be, I can't help what my boss does. Oh, pretty easy for you, huh? But if I wasn't, but if you were, yeah, and like we said on one show once, if my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle.
What?
You never heard that saying?
What's it saying again?
What's it saying?
If my uncle had wheels and pedals, he'd be a bicycle.
What's that mean?
What do you mean, what does it mean? It means if my uncle had, if. People say if this, if that, you know.
I heard about, I heard that, like, it only counts in A-bombs.
Yeah, in hand grenades and A-bombs.
No, that's different. It's close only counts in hand grenades and A-bombs. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying if is a very big word. If you say, well, if I had my own business.
Oh, okay.
What does it mean?
I don't know about a human being have a wheel and pedal.
Oh, come on, bud.
I mean, even if your uncle had wheels and pedals and he was, I wouldn't want to ride on him.
Yeah, that'd be really weird, man.
Okay, I'm just, God. I wouldn't want you to ride on him. Oh, he wouldn't want you to ride on him.
But if he had wheels and pedals, he would.
I don't know that. Maybe he had wheels and pedals and he only wants, his wife to ride him. You ever thought about that? Besides, I don't have an uncle. None living.
Well, that makes it even weirder. He'd be a ghost.
Yeah, it'd be a ghost uncle. Man, that's all jacked up. I can't even feature that, man.
Yeah, okay, that's way too much, huh? Maybe you ought to cut back on your psilocybin, huh?
Yeah, probably.
In any event, ghost bike, ghost uncle. All right, so I believe that this claptrap about, hey, man, do you buy American? Are you selling American? You know what? Just take a chill, Jim. I'm doing what I can. I'll tell you what, the taxes I pay are damn sure American, and they go to the American Treasury. I don't know what to tell you. I pay my fair share, and I don't break the law, and I've got an accountant. My accountant is so squeaky clean. Mitch, there's no way this guy, like, for instance, you know, this whole thing about taking trips on the company dime, you know, where you write off a certain amount of business trips. I mean, I don't care if it is legit. He only allows me a certain number of so-called business trips a year. And then even if it's legitimate, even if I say, no, seriously, Mitch, I mean, I have to take, let's say, maybe take two or three, maybe only two. And I took five. No, I'm sorry, you only took two. Well, wait a minute, man. I took five. I don't give a damn. That's my accountant.
No, you can't tell him what to do. What's he telling you what to do for?
because I trust him. I believe in him. I believe when he says to me, you take more than two, and you're throwing a red flag up, and we don't want to be audited, man.
What's that mean? They got the government come in?
Yeah, the government comes in and they look at your books. They look at your debts. They look at your assets. They look at what you're reporting. They look at how much money you got, how much is in your bank accounts. Man, they stick a microscope right up your you-know-what. And I said to him one year, I said, I took a legitimate business expense.
But what?
I bought some clothes. I bought clothes for a personal appearance. I had a personal appearance I was going to. It was this animation festival. And I went, I got some clothes, and I paid a friend of mine who is a person that knows about clothes. She went out and did the shopping for me. So I not only got the clothes, I paid my friend for her time, etc., right?
Like she's an employee?
Yeah, my company paid her. And Mitch is making a thing of it. It's, well, I don't know, man. Well, what are you talking about? Well, you can write off. I don't think you can write off. And finally, he went ahead and he relented. I said, you're trying to tell me I can't write off a clothing expense that's strictly for work? And I'm going to tell you this right now. I haven't worn that stuff since. There's not one, except for one shirt. Everything else, I don't think I like it, but I haven't worn it, you know?
That's because you don't go anywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, start going somewhere. Maybe you'll wear it.
Guess why I'm not? The other reason why I don't wear it.
Why?
Because I was too fat then. I've lost 50 pounds, 50 plus pounds.
Oh, that's right, man.
Yeah, but even a jacket?
There might be one or two things that fit me. The jacket's going to fit me, and the sweater, and the shirts. But the pants are way too big, and I think the shirts are basically way too big. I mean, they're huge. All right, so what the hell was I talking? Oh, yeah, so get a hat at the Phil Henry shop. God, what a big, long pitch that was, man.
Yeah, that's almost like a commercial.
No, it wasn't a commercial. But I got to tell you, I don't have any patience with this horse dung. It's like... People are opportunistic sometimes with their opinions, right? You know, they don't give a sweet damn about American workers. They don't give a damn about American this or that. They just, all they want to do is bust down on the talk show host. Big Mouth Phil, aha, let's bust down on him. Like this guy one time, I was on the air in Minneapolis, and these little kids had been killed. It was horrible. They'd been killed in an automobile accident over in St. Paul, and it was a terrible thing, and apparently the family didn't have any insurance, and there was a real crisis as to how they were going to pay for not only the funeral expenses, they didn't have any insurance, I should say they didn't have any money, but also there was another individual injured in the family who had not lost their life, and they needed a hospital money. So they were really in dire straits. This cat calls up, and he says something very, very typical of these opportunistic scumbags. This guy had a problem with legal gambling in Minnesota. Okay?
Yeah. Bell all the Indian.
Yeah, it's like it is in a lot of states. It's Indian gaming. He didn't dig it. He thought they were making too much money. I got to tell you something. Minnesota, for a liberal state, man, they got a lot of people up there that hate Indians. I am not kidding you either.
Wait, what, like regular Indians?
Yeah, like the ones that go, those ones?
Yes, those. What do you mean?
Well, which ones are you talking about?
American Indians, Native Americans. And, there's a lot of people in that state. They hate the guts out of Indians. I don't give a damn if they are liberal this or progressive that or Democratic farm something else. They don't like Indians. You want to know why? Because the Indians have got Indian gaming, and they're making money, and why not? And I don't begrudge them. I could care less. I hope they make millions. I hope they make so much money, they're able to buy the country back. What do you think of that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm sort of serious. Yeah, I am. I am sort of serious. But here's the point that I'm trying to make. This guy had a problem with that, so he calls my show. He says, you know, Mr. Henry, I think that the gaming interests in this state ought to contribute some of the money they make. Do you know the money that the Indian gaming interests in this state make and the fact they don't pay any taxes? Why don't they contribute to this family? And
well, are they an Indian family?
No, they were not an Indian family. They had nothing to do with Native Americans. They were just a regular poor family, poor American family. And this guy who had a problem with the gaming interests decided that he would use that moment to beat down on the Indian gaming interests and make them look like heartless bastards because he thinks they ought to pay. He didn't. He could care less about this family and their dead kids. Could care less. And besides, some creep like that, he probably had enough money himself to donate to the family. So anytime somebody says to me, hey, are you the... I don't believe it. I don't buy it for a minute. I don't buy it for a minute.
Don't a lady, she said what she said about whether her product's made in America.
I don't think she cared. I think she just wanted to see whether she could hang one on the talk show host. And guess what, lady? No, they're not made in America. I believe they're made in China. And it's good quality. And it's relatively inexpensive for the quality. And we sell them. And they sell American flags elsewhere that are made in China. And you know that. And I know that. And is it a crime? No, it isn't. Is it a bad thing? From the standpoint of how America doesn't make anything anymore that's competitive, yeah, that's a bad thing. But if you think that to make you happy, I'm going to drive my expenses up and then drive the price up on stuff, forget it. Now, the next thing a lady like that's probably going to say is, well, then why don't you just give it away for free? Sure. When you start giving away what you do for free, then I'll do the same thing. Give me a break. Man.
Man, I don't know, man. You should just say it's made in America.
Sure, that's what I'll do. I'll say it's made in America, and then when somebody gets it in the mail and they see that it's made in China... Where is this hat made anyway? I'm going to look at it right now.
I'm pretty sure it's China.
It is made in Bangladesh. All right.
At least that in China.
Yeah, at least it is in China's right. What difference does it make?
Where's Bangladesh?
That used to be East Pakistan. It's near India.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, I figured you didn't. All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with more of the scintillating conversation. Good Lord, good Lord. Goodness, goodness, goodness gracious. All right, how's Facebook doing, man? How's the price on that stock, huh? Is it sucking, you know what? Let's find out when we come back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and other news. And
truth
visit the shop.
Is our bitch, the Phil Thank Hendry you, Show.
Good hat. Make a promise to you guys. Here is my promise to you. This is a absolute promise to you. I am going to look around this week for an American vendor, American made products only, and I'll look around for a vendor and that deals in the products that we deal in. And very, very simply, we have t-shirts, we have hats. What else we got, bud?
Ted's Beverly Hills hoodie.
The Ted's of Beverly Hills hoodie that we have, which right now is $44. That's a hell of a good price because the product is really, really good, man. It's a great quality product. Our hoodie, man, is like for real. And by the way, you know, we talk about our shot glasses or our hoodies or things like that. This is all dishwasher and washing machine safe, man. You ain't putting this thing in the washing machine. Two washes later, the freaking insignia is gone and this and that, you know.
Yeah, no, we tested out the shot glass. And we washed the shot glass, like, what was that time?
Yeah, 150 times in a row.
Yeah, and nothing wore off.
You did what?
We took the shot glass and we washed it 150 times.
Oh, that's really great, bud. That's a great use of water.
Well, I mean, we won't see.
Well, I can understand that you, I mean, okay, so now we know. But, I mean, good old guy.
What?
Well, you have to waste of, you guys stood there 150 straight times?
Yeah.
Do you realize how, didn't you feel stupid?
No, not really. We stay and waiting every time, then we take it out and look at it, and then we took a picture of it.
Then you took a picture of it. And do you have the pictures?
No, we got rid of them.
Well, you freaking morons. At least I could have used the pictures. We could have done something with that. I mean, you guys, you washed this thing 150 straight times.
Yeah.
Took pictures. What'd you do with the pictures?
We looked at them.
Yeah, well, that was the time. Remember when we came back? And we had we came back with soft taco, the taquito,
the frozen taquitos.
Yeah,
you guys sat around all night eating taquitos.
Well, yeah, with the guacamole that you made.
Oh, okay. Now I get the picture. Now.
Yeah, but we didn't eat all of it.
Oh, hold on. Now I understand. I made guacamole one night. I made the best guacamole in the world. I come home. It's all gone. There's an empty taquito box, and you guys are passed out on the couch.
Yeah, but I mean...
And what you guys... Hold on. The audience needs to hear this. And what you guys did all night long is you ate taquitos, you ate all of my guacamole dip that I made, and you washed a shot glass 150 times and took pictures of it.
Yeah, but we also look at Spider-Man.
Oh, well, thank you. That redeems that you were looking at Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So you watched Spider-Man, and then what did you do?
Put it on pause, and then we'll look at the shot glass.
So this was your night, and I come home to no guacamole dip.
You made it for us.
I made it for the three of us, man, not for you two idiots. That's why there wasn't any guacamole dip, and you guys spent the night washing a shot glass, eating taquitos, watching Spider-Man, and taking pictures of the shot glass that you didn't save. You just wanted it for your own self-gratification to see if the thing wore off.
Yeah, but no, we thought about the show, because I said to Bud, I go, and later on, Phil can interview us about how we washed it, washed and washed it.
Yeah, we washed it and washed it over and over, and then you can interview us about it.
But you didn't save the pictures. You didn't do anything other than just now I'm talking to you guys, and you realize that...
Yeah, and spending more time about a guacamole than you didn't even talk about the shot glass.
I can't believe two grown men sat there and washed a shot glass 150 times, ate all of my guacamole dip, left the taquito box laying on the floor.
Well, now, that was supposed to be in the garbage. I took the trash out.
Well, it fell out of the trash. And you two guys are, and by the way, I hate to say this on the air, but the place stunk. Were you guys, did you guys have gas?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I walk into my house and it stinks. These guys have been blowing them off all night. Oh, man.
Yeah, but didn't you understand about a shot glass?
I didn't need you knuckleheads to be washing it 150 straight times. And then you're sitting there watching Spider-Man. I could, well, and you know what I was doing that night? I was out working, man. I was out doing a job, you know?
Yeah, you had to work. A lot of time you do.
Right. And you cats are sitting in my living room, blowing them off, blowing off farts, eating taquitos.
Well, I bet nobody else ever done it.
No, nobody else has ever sat there and washed a shot glass 150 times just to be a knucklehead about it. Look, just believe me when I tell you, and the audience believes me, when I tell them that the thing on the shot glass is washed, you know, you can put it in the dishwasher, it doesn't wash off. And they won't have to come home to their sons or their daughters or their uncles or their brothers sitting in the living room, farting and eating up all the frozen taquitos as well as the guacamole and watching Spider-Man. Which, by the way, that's why I found ground beef jammed in the disc tray.
No.
Yeah, no, I didn't say that.
No, I didn't do that at all.
Yep, I didn't.
Yeah, you did, man. I told you.
Did you put that there?
I did not. I had, if I had on my hand.
I told you you did.
You know what? I don't want to ban you guys from my house. You understand that, don't you?
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
But if you clowns come to my home and you stick ground beef into the tray.
I didn't stick it in a tray. It was on my finger when I put the Spider-Man disc in.
No, we watched Messiah of Evil, and then he put in Spider-Man, and that's when the ground beef got wedged.
You watched Messiah of Evil and then Spider-Man, and he sticks ground beef in the disc changer, and...
Well, got in the tray.
Okay, well, okay. And thank God I was able to get it out of there and salvage that thing. You know, I just bought that. That's a brand new Blu-ray machine. I just bought it. Okay, so you mind being a little more careful?
I'm sorry.
Well, that doesn't get it done, bud. I mean, I know you're sorry, and I appreciate that, but you got to be careful, man. Don't go walking in the I don't even mind you guys eating in the living room. It doesn't matter to me if you eat in the living room. What it bothers me is that you're walking around in there like it's your own personal pigsty, you know? If you're going to have food on your hands and stuff, take napkins, okay?
But I had napkins. He had his shorts.
Yeah, but they were dirty shorts.
And that's the other thing, bud. You don't bring a piece of laundry with you and call that a napkin, okay?
I saw him laying there.
I don't care. Use a napkin. If you don't have any napkins, use a paper towel. And if you are going to be changing discs while you're eating, then you got to make sure your hands are clean. Don't walk over there with a taquito in your mouth juggling discs.
I told you.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, man. I said don't go over there with that.
All right. It doesn't make any difference. I don't argue about this anymore. I've wasted enough time with this. The audience is sitting there going, what the hell is this guy talking about? Ground beef in the disc changer. That's great. Peter Thiel, Facebook angel investor Peter Thiel has sold around 20 million shares in the company, netting a cool $400 million. The lockup period, which prevents inside investors from selling shares too close to an initial public offering, expired last week. Facebook held its IPO in May. The sale of the shares followed a trading plan adopted in May, according to a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, when the company first went public. More on this story. Facebook shares, the price of these shares were dropped, you know, had dropped from the initial offering to a price a lot lower than they had hoped for. But this cat making off with $400 million. We'll talk more about that and other business news. We get back to world famous Phil Hendry Show.
And Kevin.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Shut up.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Before I get to this Facebook story, I just thought it was interesting. And, you know, anytime I see this sentence, anytime after a guy has said something really dumb, anytime I see the sentence remains defiant, I don't know whether I want to cry or laugh, you know? In other words, you might as well just have this as the headline. Todd Akin... proud of his stupidity. You know, another Todd Akin, proud that he's dumb, today said...
That was that about Todd Akin?
That's Todd Akin, yeah. Todd Akin, defiant, as support withdrawn over legitimate rape claims. And there he is, standing for all the world like he's just the martyr, just like that guy... Do you remember the guy Larry Craig? You remember him?
Uh-oh.
You don't remember him, bud?
No.
Larry Craig was the guy that... I'm a wide guy...
That the guy, guy tried to give a cop a, well, I better not say.
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
Yeah, he's a, you know, he got arrested at the Minneapolis airport. Because he's a wide guy, and he stands wide, and I don't know if we bumped. Well, the guy's, his whole lingo, his whole thing was real creepy. Anyway, he stands up there, I'm not a homosexual, I've never been gay. And there's his poor suffering wife. I felt so sorry for that woman.
Why?
Because she's had to live with this weird ass. She's probably in all kinds of denial, too. About all kinds of things. God knows what issues she's got. I shouldn't say. That's you know. But no, I think I will say. Because it's, you know, it's a, he's a public personality. He's an elected, or he was an elected member of the Congress. And he was lying through his teeth. So, yeah, I think I will say.
Yeah, but you did say you shouldn't say.
Yeah.
I did say what?
You said you shouldn't say.
Well, I'm saying now, okay, is what I'm saying. I've changed my mind.
So you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying. What do you think I'm saying?
Well, you said it wasn't going to say.
Well, now I am saying. What am I saying? I'm listening to you two. Anyway, this guy, Todd Akin, the Republican Party leadership has withdrawn financial and political support from a U.S. congressman who is refusing to resign from a Senate race in Missouri after claiming that legitimate rape rarely leads to pregnancy. As pressure mounted from all sides, Todd Akin, chosen last week as Republican candidate in the closely fought challenge for the Senate in Missouri, apologized for his remarks but refused to step aside. I'm not a quitter, he said on a radio show hosted by former Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee. By the grace of God, we're going to win this race. And he's on the Huckabee show. I bet you that gave you a little bump there, Mike. Good for you. You know?
Yeah, probably going to get some ratings on that one.
You know, I wish I had that time slot. That would be a beautiful thing to have that early morning time slot, although I'm just saying that because I really don't wish I had it. Can you imagine? I'd have to get out of bed. At what time do I have to get out of bed to do that show?
Probably about 6.
No. Make it earlier. About 4.
Why?
Because you got to get up early, man, to do one of those shows? Oh, no. Anyway, I'm not a quitter. By the grace of God, we're going to win. This is a guy that's way in outer space, man. I bet you Huckabee was sitting there going, I don't give a damn whether you live or die. The fact I've got you on my show means I got a nice ratings pop, and maybe the advertisers will hold off, fleeing my show like rats from a sinking ship. He added that the people who had elected him knew he was not perfect, meaning knew he wasn't smart, and that just because someone made a mistake, it doesn't make them useless. No, that's right. It doesn't make you useless. You could go out and stuff envelopes and sell bumper stickers for the guy that is going to be the candidate.
You said spick.
No, I did not.
Yeah, you did, man. You get bumper sticker.
That's not... Will you guys shut up? Bud, what are you saying, man?
I'm just saying you said a bad word.
No, I did not, man. I misspoke. I said bumper spicker.
Yeah, well, that's what these people say. They say they misspoke. And then even if they misspoke, they still said it.
You're almost as dumb as this guy. You know that?
Yeah, but didn't you say that?
No, I did not. No, I didn't say that word. I said bumper spicker. I misspoke. Okay?
Well.
Hey, bud, if you start anything, man, so help me God.
All right, I'm sorry.
You guys, you know, what are you guys? All of a sudden, junior reporters here or something? What are you, Woodward and Bernstein? Ooh, wow, I got the story now. Phil said the word spick. You know, I shouldn't even be saying that because that's an offensive word.
Yeah, I know.
I mean that word, the four-letter word, not spicker. Anyway, I'm not a quitter, says this guy on the Mike Huckabee Show, who stared at him through glazed eyes and was thinking, okay, how many advertisers are we saving this week with this interview? By the grace of God, we're going to win this. It will take the grace of God. And one of the things that God will reward you for, Representative Aiken, is humility. Humility. Knowing that maybe this isn't your time and this is not your job at this particular time. Knowing that you're hurting others by not resigning. There's a Republican Party that would like you to step aside because having you in that race is like smelling someone's broccoli fart in an elevator. And that having you in that race is like a dog that took a dump in the corner of the living room, and you're like, what the hell? Why does it smell like? I bet you the dog crapped in here. Yeah, let's start looking for it. You know, have you ever come home to that?
Yeah, one time my cat, man, I had no idea. The cat took a dump under the, what do you call it, underneath the sofa? You know?
Oh, yeah, that's the worst, man.
Yeah, and you couldn't find it?
Yeah, we couldn't find it for like 2 days, you know?
2 days?
Yeah, we don't know where it was.
But did you look for it?
Yeah, we looked for it, but then, you know, My mother was coming over that night, and I didn't have time to not go looking for a turd while she's over.
Your mother came over to your house?
Yeah.
And you're smelling cat crap?
Well, yeah, but I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Keep looking for the cat crap, man.
But my mother's coming over.
Well, dude, did she come into the living room where it was?
Yeah, well, yeah, man. I'm going to sit down. We had tea, you know, and my aunt made tea and everything.
Your aunt made tea, and your poor mother is sitting there smelling cat dung.
Yeah. Well, I told her, Mom, if you smell cat dung, that's the cat, you know. And she said to me, well, have you looked for the cat turd? And I said, yes, I have. Yes, I have. I've done everything that I can. We did everything we could, and there was nothing we could do. I mean, remember that line from Goodfellas, and I remember that.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. You remember from Goodfellas. We did everything we could, and we...
Oh, my God. What's wrong with him?
I don't know.
You okay, Phil?
We did everything we could. There's nothing more we could do.
You all right, man?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm laughing my ass off. Don't you know when you say something so freaking funny... I mean, first of all, what was Mavis doing? Get her on the phone, will you?
She might be asleep. All right.
Get Mavis on the phone. I got to talk to her about this. This is beautiful.
She doesn't have a very good sense of smell.
So your mother and you were the only ones that could smell this cat turd sitting there in your living room while you were visiting with your dear mother.
Yeah.
And you found, is that her? Mavis, honey, how are you?
I'm all right. Very good. You call me up. I'm watching Animal Planet right now. I want to watch that. The one that the man ate. Is my nephew there?
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah.
Where's that show? I asked you about this show where the man got ate by an alligator.
No. It's about a people gonna get ate by the shark.
Oh, it's by the man gonna get ate by a shark. What's that show?
That's Shark Week.
Yeah, Shark. It's Shark Week. It ain't on yet.
I can't hear you.
Turn her TV down.
Hey, on it. Turn down the TV.
Hold on. I'm going to turn the TV down. What's that show where that man got ate up? You said he got ate.
Yeah, that's called Shark Week, and they're going to have it on the TV.
Shark Week.
Yeah, I can't wait for Shark Week. I love that. Every year I watch that with a Henry Reinhardt. You know, although I'm going to change my beard to Slippery Rock, at some point, I think I will.
I'm going to go out and get the Slippery Rock?
Yeah, tomorrow you go shopping for me, all right?
You're gonna, so you're not drinking Henry Weinhardt anymore?
I love a Henry Weinhardt, and I always will love it, but I want to try to get me a Slippery Rock, you know what I'm saying?
Mavis, we called up because I wanted to ask you about something.
All right.
Okay. Robert says that one time the cat took a dump under the sofa in the living room, and when your sister came over, Robert and her could smell it, but you couldn't?
Oh, my goodness. Are you talking about Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, Eric took a dump under the couch.
Who is Eric? Is that the cat?
Yeah, that's our cat.
That was our cat. He's a tomcat. He's a mangy, good-for-nothing, low-life tomcat. And I loved him so much. He's a dirty, filthy, rotten, low moral. There's no morality at all in that animal. It's all the pets we've had and never had any morality. And
yeah, that tomcat man, he had all kind of girlfriend.
Oh, he had girlfriend. I'd hear him out in the back, and I'd say, you dirty, is a real low life, but I love him dearly. And he repaid me by squeezing. That's the thing I hated more than anything else. The way he repaid me by squeezing one off.
That's bad, you know.
Yeah, bad. That cat, Eric, man, my auntie loved the Eric.
Anyway, you asked him about a time. He took a dump under the couch so many times. I don't know which time it is.
That the time that my mama come over?
Yeah, that's the time that Thelma came over. You're right. That's the time she came over. She visited with you.
Yeah, and remember Eric peeled one off?
That's what I said. See, what happened, Phil, was this. Thelma came over. She's sitting down. I had made tea for her and I, and Robert is there. And I sat there, and I'm asking her questions. And we having a very nice visit, but she has got her nose up in the air, and I see Robert looking under the couch. I do not have a very good sense of smell, you know. So that's why people say my house smells, has got a very funny smell. I keep bleach around. I bleach everything because I don't know what stinks, you know. I used to have Robert wash up in bleach because I don't know what he smelled like from one day to the next. I can't take the chance, you know.
Yes, you made me out about bleach and everything.
Because your sense of smell is bad.
Because my sense of smell. So she got her nose up in the air, and Robert got his nose up. And I saw Robert got up. He was looking on the couch. I said, what? He said, I think Eric peeled one off. I said, Lord, 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 Lord. I remember I said that. I said, well, and so they finally they saw it. And there was Eric. You know, he just doesn't care. He has no sense of propriety. He had no respect. Yeah, there was a load under there.
Jeez.
Yeah. So anyway, and I think it's just coincidence that my mama died like a month later.
Yeah, that's right. My sister died about a month after that, and no one knew for this day whatever done it. She was in perfect health.
What? Why did she die from?
She was in perfect health. This day, no one knows. She died in her sleep, and she died in her sleep. But when they found her, she put a nose clip on. It was the kind you use to go swimming. But she had that on her nose, and to this day, I think in her sleep or somehow, Eric come visit her. And, you know, I think it's an evil eye, you know.
Ma, I don't believe in all that voodoo.
Hey, Mrs. Leonard, you believe in voodoo and in an evil spirit?
That Dickman, you are dumber. Man, oh God, are you dumb than a bag full of hammerheads, ain't you?
Yeah, about voodoo.
What about voodoo, honey?
There ain't no voodoo, you dumbass. I told you that and I've told you that. And
yeah, I just want to know if that cat, there's a cat zombie.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. There no cat zombie?
There ain't no cat zombie, you dumbass. I can't.
You go back to sleep. All right, I'm going to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Well, they're better looking at me like I'm some kind of liar.
No, I believe you, man. I believe you. All right, we'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Eric the cat, man. No morals. Low moral cat.
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show. As a matter of fact, do we have, I want to get him on the air here. Harvey Wireman is with us because we were just talking about this a second or so ago. How, no matter how wealthy, and you know what, I might as well, the Peter Thiel thing, folks, is simply this. Peter Thiel, the guy who founded PayPal, spent a few dollars investing in Facebook. He just sold off his shares for $400 million. $400 million, a half a billion he made on his sale of his Facebook shares. This is the kind of sale that is allowed by the federal government. It is a the selling of shares by an inside investor, which means that he was able to buy these shares cheaper than the initial offering because you are allowed to sell to a certain limited number of inside investors. Inside trading is illegal beyond this sort of grace period, but he made $400 million. Harvey, what do you think of that?
The guy, the kid there, Dickman, that Peter Thiel is a very intelligent, very smart guy. You know, he made up PayPal and everything. Made up PayPal.
Hey, Harvey, I want to ask you something. You and I were talking. Now, what kind of beer do you drink?
What kind of beer do I drink? I drink the, sometimes I get the Pabst Blue Ribbon, but I drink the Scotch brand that I can get the Scotch brand at Costco, you know.
All right, now that's an interesting thing. You're very wealthy.
I got some money hit, yeah.
Okay, and yet you still drink the same beer you drank 30 years ago, that Scotch brand stuff you buy by the case at Costco, right?
Hey, let me explain something to you. Hey, as a matter of fact, while I'm explaining, let me get a beer. Honey, go get me good grandpa beer. Get grandpa beer, honey. About my granddaughter. Now, she's got to be able to know how to get a beer, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so, but don't ask her to get your glasses.
Get grandpa beer. Let me explain something to you. Scotch brand beer is every bit as good as that pea water that you drink. What's that stuff you drink?
Heineken.
Yeah, I wouldn't go near Heineken because at the price, it tastes like you're drinking it right out of someone's toilet. And
you got to be kidding. You don't really believe that.
Yes, I do believe that. Hold on. Thank you, dear. No, I don't want a root beer, baby. Dad, no, Grandpa didn't want. Get your mother. She blew it again.
I knew she. Why didn't you just get your daughter to get this stuff?
Get your mother. Honey, she got me a root beer. I want a beer. I want the Scotch brand beer. Scotch brand beer. No, I don't want what I was just talking to Phil. I was talking to Phil Henry about it. No, I don't want a Heineken.
Yeah.
I don't care what he drinks. I don't care what he drinks. All right, my son-in-law, Dave, drinks that same stuff. Anyway, let me tell you something. Scotch brand beer poop deck beer, the
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer are every bit as good as Heineken. And I'll tell you something else too. You got, you know, Frank. He drinks Cutty Sark. I drink Dewars. You talk about that Johnny Blue. I wouldn't go near that with your mouth. The hello. You know?
Wait, so in other words, the point that I'm making here is you got money, Frank's got money, and you guys don't spend any money on your booze, do you?
I don't. What are you talking about, spend money on booze? What does that mean?
Well, you don't go for the high-end stuff.
See, that's what I don't understand about you. When you say high-end stuff, you must mean it costs a lot. Is that what you mean?
Well, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You run around with your Don Julio, and what do you spend for a bottle of that?
$50.
You're lucky if you spend it 50. You're spending, I know you're pushing 60 with that, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't buy a bottle of booze, especially tequila, for $60 if you gave me the money to do it. If you gave me the money to do it for you, thank you very much. And now finally I got a Scotch brand beer. This will do it. I wouldn't do that.
Well,
because you think that spending money means you're getting the good stuff. And again, the lesson in life, as I've told you often, is just because you're spending a lot of money doesn't mean you're getting anything other than urine. All right?
Yeah.
You know, maybe you got that phlegm problem because you've been drinking Scotch brand beer all your life.
You know, that's not a bad thought, but too late now to quit. I love it so. God, how I love it so.
Okay, Harvey, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Get, now, go get Granddaddy.
Harvey, every time he asks his grandkid to get something, she screws it up. What did she bring him this time?
Brought him a root beer.
A root beer. All right, so there you go. That's the final lesson of the night. Just because you spend a lot of money doesn't mean you're getting the good stuff, you know? And but I got to tell you, I never liked tequila. Never in my life did I ever want to go near tequila until I started drinking Don Julio, and now I drink that. That's all I drink. That's all I drink.
Man, you ain't kidding, man. I've never seen you drink anything else.
Yeah, except for, well, you drink beer, right?
I will have the occasional beer, yes. And I can't wait. I can't wait for this diet to end, man. I'm at 231 pounds. I mean, this last 10 pounds has been like murder, man. I mean, it has taken me weeks to get to lose 10 stinking pounds. And when I finally get down to 210, man, I'm taking off. I'm going to have me a weekend you'll never forget, man. I'm going to drink all kinds of beer. I'm going to eat all kinds of steaks. I'm going to immediately put the weight back on. I'm just kidding. World famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Dan Northcraft and me, Phil Henry. And visit us online at the Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and get a backstage pass and enjoy all of the things that we have to offer you at philhenryshow.com. Let's see. The podcast is up. Episode 33. It's a goodie, man. It features Lloyd singing Blue Suede Shoes. You have got to hear this to believe it. Lloyd sings Blue Suede Shoes on our episode 33 of the free Phil Henry podcast at philhenryradio.com. Until tonight, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Henry.